Greetings, fellow Purdue Northwest colleagues. Welcome back to the PNW Pridecast, your internal news podcast sharing important information for PNW faculty and staff. My name is Kale Wilk, Communication Specialist in Marketing and Communications, and we're ready to share some exciting updates at PNW. Purdue Northwest recently released two pieces of information in regard to enrollment and national rankings which illustrate the changing landscape of PNW. Fall 2022 census numbers show increasing diversity in the student body. The full-time undergraduate student population is over 25% Hispanic or Latino and nearly 11% Black or African American. 56% of the undergraduates are first generation. PNW's Honors College is also believed to be one of, if not the, most diverse of its kind in the state. Among 336 new fall admits, 192 self-identify as non-white or multiracial, and 161 are first generation. Also, 56 are Indiana 21st Century Scholars. U.S. News & World Report's annual 2022-23 Best Colleges Rankings, which are typically released in mid-September and recognize universities' undergraduate programs and socioeconomic indicators, once again lauded PNW for its campus ethnic diversity and social mobility. PNW ranked in the top 20 of Midwest regional universities in campus ethnic diversity, which shows the likelihood students will encounter students from other ethnicities on campus. Among public institutions in the Midwest, PNW ranked third. PNW was also ranked among Midwest regional universities in social mobility, which measures how well a university graduates Pell Grant recipients. PNW has made intentional efforts to increase service and awareness for students and their families to understand the robust resources offered to support students on their academic journeys in persistence of a degree. Elizabeth Babcock Depew, Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management and Student Affairs, expands on that.
We look to see what are the students saying they need and what questions once they get here do they still have? And so we wanted to take a very proactive step in looking at the whole student and their recruitment experience and tying into kind of some of the research with HSI. So with Hispanic serving institutions, one of the things you wanna be cautious of is that you're not Hispanic enrolling, that you're truly Hispanic serving, and taking those principles and tying them to all of the students. So what does each group of students need?
To learn more about PNW's rankings in the most recent U.S. News Best Colleges report, including our engineering, nursing, and computer science programs, go to pnw.edu/pnw-news. Open enrollment for benefit-eligible PNW employees is slated for October 25th through November 8th. Employees are encouraged to watch their emails for more information from PNW Human Resources and Benefits Administrators to learn more about particular areas of coverage and any changes in 2023 benefits. Colleen Robison, Associate Director of Benefits, has more.
You know, when it comes to open enrollment, it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, it's a love-hate relationship. Purdue has such a rich offering, you know, of benefits and insurance options that, you know, a lot of people just don't even know, you know, what's available. Take the time for yourself. This is for you. You deserve it. You know, pay attention to it, just like you would pay attention if you were buying a car or a house or, you know, something like that. You know, take the couple hours that, you know, that's necessary to educate yourself so that you pick the best options for you. It's an opportunity, like I said, to revisit. Are you in the right plan? You know, does the plan that you're in make sense given your current situation? Because our situations change.
Benefits eligible employees can also visit pnw.edu/benefits for more information. During open enrollment, PNW benefits administrators can be scheduled for hour-long one-on-one sessions to review your choices with you. With midterm periods approaching, the staff at PNW's testing centers on both campuses are prepared to help proctor faculty members' tests or exams in multiple formats in a secure fashion. The testing centers can accommodate a variety of exam formats, including written, multiple choice, or computer. The testing center staff performs secure check-ins for students to verify identification, allows storage of their belongings in lockers, and proctors exams for specified durations to ensure test integrity and to deter cheating. The staff can administer tests either in a collective cohort style or can accommodate duration testing so students can complete an exam at the best time for them or make up a test they missed. The testing centers have 98 seats at the Hammond campus and 100 seats at the Westville campus and can accommodate multiple arrangements of cohorts or single testers. Extended hours will also be available during midterm and final testing periods. Since opening in April 2021, over 15,000 exams have been administered. About 90% of those have been academic testing, and the remainder have been other exams, such as placement tests. Over 550 have been administered since the start of this fall semester. Director Jan Gonzalez encourages any interested faculty to book testing accommodations 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time to best secure available slots. Booking can be completed on a first-come, first-served basis on Digital Service Register Blast.
It's great to see increasing numbers, and I love talking to and working with new faculty that either don't know that we have testing centers available or haven't used us in the past. So we've been really lucky to have so much encouragement from our senior leadership. They have invested so much in our testing centers and ensuring that faculty feel, you know, supported, at least as far as testing goes, and ensuring that students are not cheating and offering the help so that faculty can teach during their, you know, their class times, and then students test and, you know, giving them that sort of option for separating those two and not spending so much time in class having to give tests.
To learn more information, visit pnw.edu/testing-center. Finally, we'd like to share one recent campus news update. PNW is among colleges and universities statewide recently awarded funding through Lilly Endowment Incorporated's Indiana Youth Programs on Campus. Niaz Latif, Dean of the College of Technology and Executive Director of the Commercialization and Manufacturing Excellence Center, is the project director for the grant's implementation. The initiative, which supports higher education institutions in providing high-quality programming for K-12 students, is awarding PNW $583,000 to expand its existing summer camps and create new programs with optional college credits. PNW's funds will support programs in technology and business, engineering and sciences, humanities and social sciences, and health sciences. That's all there's time for. We encourage all faculty and staff to please visit pnw.edu/pridecast and to reach out to us. Internal news submissions, supportive thoughts, or constructive criticism, we're here for it. We appreciate all who have reached out to us so far and want to continue making this an informative vehicle to share important information with you. Once again, you can reach out to us by submitting information on our Qualtrics form at pnw.edu/pridecast. Or by emailing us at pnwpridecast@pnw.edu. I'm Cale Wilk, signing off, and I'll talk to all of you again in a few weeks.